Hey guys, welcome to Morbid Arts and Broken Boards podcast, where we like to have fun, meet new people, and escape the real world for a minute. Art and skateboarding is the main focus of the company, but we are very versatile and enjoy a lot of things. If you would like to check out our artwork, visit us at 710 High Street, Freeport, PA, or check out our Facebook page at morbidartsandbrokenboards.com. My name is Everett Foster, and I thank you for tuning into this episode. So, I actually have on this interview that we have today, I have actually known her my whole life, and currently she's actually kind of one of my bosses and one of the jobs I do. I mow her lawn for her every other week, and but besides that, we are actually going to be talking to Gretel Foster, or Gretel Burlett, I should say now, who is actually my sister. So, hey Gretel, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, thanks. So, yeah, I kind of messed that up there at the beginning when I said your last name, didn't I?
Yeah, that's okay, though. Well, legally it is still Foster, because I'm slacking and getting it changed. But I did get married, so I do say it's Burlett.
Yeah, and I think on Facebook, too, you say Burlett, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you do have the ring, and Ryan is still here.
I've kept him alive so far.
Yeah, that's always a good thing. You gotta remember to do that. And you guys have your doggy too, which is your child.
Yep, who's laying right at our feet right now.
Yeah, Seuss is a good boy. He's kind of goofy, isn't he?
Very goofy.
So Gretel, what do you do for work?
I work at Guardian Protection Services. I'm an admin in the collections department, but I think between you, me, and the people who listen to this podcast, I do a lot more than admin, but I like it, so I like, no complaints about that.
From what you've told me about it, you seem to do a lot more than what you are titled.
I think so, which is good. I like it, and I think it's going to get me farther there that I do all that.
And so. I know your schedule. You work a lot of overtime, don't you?
Yes, and I love that, too. But yes, I do.
The overtime pay, I'm sure, is nice.
Yes.
And I know that you can I know that there's always, like, a couple weeks here where you seem to not have, like, any days off from that job. Like, you usually go in, like, every day of the week, usually, right?
Often, yeah. That's up to me. It's not like they make me, but yeah, that does happen where
I
do that.
Well, if you're up for extra hours, you might as well take them.
Yep.
So Gretel, along with work though, what do you do for your hobbies and interests?
Lately, I feel like my interests are cleaning and grocery shopping.
Okay,
but
that comes with having your own house,
yes.
Right?
But if it was like the fun stuff, probably reading is my favorite. I like to nap very much as well.
Naps are a good thing.
Yes, and then so reading, napping. And I like to shop, like fun shop, other than grocery shop. I enjoy that, but I like it better if I didn't really care about money, then I'd really like it.
I know the feeling of that one. And I know from just growing up with you that you do like the purses.
Uh-huh.
And I think you're kind of over the shoe thing though, right?
Yeah, purses are the biggest obsession. Shoes, I did get two new pair that Ryan ordered me last week, but they're not something I buy all the time anymore.
Yeah.
Purses and perfume now those two things.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And you gotta have those things, right?
Yes.
Well, I don't have to have those things, but you're a girl. You have to have those things.
I do. I got a new Kate last week.
Yep, right? What's Kate?
Kate Spade.
Oh, okay. Purse. I have no idea who that is. Is that the one whose husband died?
She died.
Oh, okay, gotcha. That's David Spade's
sister-in-law.
Sister-in-law.
She's married to David Spade's brother.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, I know who David Spade is.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. So, Gretel, who is your favorite musician or band and why?
I like a lot, but the Goo Goo Dolls have always been my favorite. So I guess John Resnick, their lead singer, is my favorite, single musician. And I think that's just, I'm a 90s person at heart. Most of my like top favorite songs or musicians, most of them are 90s. And then my favorite song ever is Iris. I love that song. And I have tattoos of it on my ribs.
You're talking about like the Motionless in White cover of Iris, right?
No.
Okay. Okay. So, the Goo Goo Dolls, I mean, I do like them as well. But, I mean, they're not my favorite band, but, I mean, I know you've seen them live a bunch of times, too, right?
Yeah, a few times.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Gretel, what is your favorite movie and why?
My favorite movie, so my actual favorite movie goes against my genre, because I love horror movies. They're my all-time favorite. My favorite horror movie is probably Storm of the Century by Stephen King, because that's the movie that really, most of them don't actually scare me, but that one does.
The end of the world type stuff, right? Kind of thing?
It's where they're trapped on the island and that guy comes. Oh, yeah.
That's creepy.
But that, my favorite movie ever still probably has to be Grease.
Which is weird, but yeah, it's a good movie.
I love Grease. And probably because, like, that'd be a cool, I think that'd be, like, a fun time to grow up, like, the 50s, to be, like, a poodle skirt girl. And I love the songs, and so it's like a happy movie. I like it.
So you kind of go with Mom on that, where you're, she said that whenever I interviewed her, that if you guys listen to our first podcast, and she loves Fiddler on the Roof. So you guys both like musicals, I guess.
Yeah. Fiddler on the Roof makes me sad because that is depressing. But not that I don't like it. Yeah. But it's sad.
That movie scares me.
Yeah. It just makes me sad.
So Gretel, what is your favorite book and why?
My favorite book, I was trying to think of this earlier because you let me know it might be a question.
Yeah.
It's either, I really like The Witching Hour by Anne Rice. And that was like, it was pretty creepy. And I've always been interested in, like, I think New Orleans is a cool place and it took place there. And they told you about a lot of the real streets and everything that were there. That book might be the favorite, or the Flowers in the Attic series might be, because they were a much, like, Witching Hour, Anne Rice is real, I'll say complicated, but it's, like, deeper, and Flowers in the Attic, I think I, like, felt like I read the whole series in 2 seconds, and so much happened, and it was so messed up, and...
Is that the one they had, like, the movie? There was a movie and a series off that, right?
Yeah, there was an old movie from a long time ago, which I saw, and then they made all the books, each one, into a newer series.
Gotcha, okay. Yeah. And I think I watched part of that series on, I think, Netflix. I think they had it on there.
Yeah, I think it was a Netflix series, maybe. Or it was like a channel, I forget
and
who.
And then they had it on Netflix, though, I think, for a little bit there, right?
Probably.
Okay. Because I remember watching a few episodes of it. That's the one where the kids are locked in the attic, right?
Yeah, like the mom takes in there and the grandma lives there. Yeah.
I remember, like, I read part of the book, I think. I don't think I ever really read the whole thing, though.
I always like the books better.
Yeah.
Usually
that's how it goes for anything.
Yeah.
So, Gretel, if you were a superhero, what would your powers be?
So, my main power would be that, because I've thought of this before, my main power would
be... And you cheated on that. You weren't supposed to know.
I didn't know this was... No, I did not know this one was a question.
Oh, okay.
I just have thought of this because I'm weird.
Oh, okay.
it would be to be able to stop time around me.
Okay.
But I'd still be moving.
Like okay.
And so, like, if I wanted to right now, like, just stop you guys and Seuss around me so that I could go to the bathroom real quick or something, and you wouldn't even know, and I'd come back... Started again.
You remember that movie Clockstoppers?
It'd be like that.
Okay.
And there's a stipulation though, because everybody that I've told this to is like, but then you'd get older than everybody else. But the stipulation would be I wouldn't.
Oh, okay. So you just stay young forever.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it could be a good thing because then if there was gonna be an accident and I saw it, I could stop time, move the people out of the car.
Okay.
Or just if I'm running late for work, I could stop time, get there real quick and
there you go.
Jump back on.
So it was almost kinda like the one I said when I was interviewed by Cheyenne, the last episode, was that I wanted to teleport.
Okay.
So it's kind of in that same way.
You'd use it the same way.
Yeah, kind of like one of the reasons why I said it was because if I was running late for work, it'd be like I could just get there in a hurry.
Right.
So kind of the same, you could use it, same purpose.
Right. My other thing is I would probably daily, I think, stop time in the morning for 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. So you could get sleep and then that way you have time to shower and all that kind of stuff.
I'd probably just stop it every morning while I was getting ready.
Yeah. That makes sense. I would do probably the same. So if you could meet any famous person, who would it be? It could be an actor, it could be a singer, and they don't have to be alive anymore. They can be they can be gone.
I think I would probably just die if I met Johnny Depp, so I probably shouldn't say him. maybe Stephen King. I think I'd meet Stephen King because he is my favorite, even though I didn't say the book, the books I said weren't by him, but he's my favorite author altogether, I would definitely think. And I think he'd be cool to meet because, like, to write that, like, crazy of stuff, you'd have to be crazy, but, like, a genius. So he'd be pretty cool to talk to.
I heard something about Stephen King, actually, recently, that his minimum for the day that he writes is 6 pages a day.
Oh.
Every single day.
That's like, cool.
Every single day, the minimum he'll write is 6 pages, even if he's having, like, an off day.
Yeah.
And he'll jump around in his books, too.
Okay.
So he'll work on them, like, kind of, like, different chapters at a time. And so if he's not feeling, like, you know, if he's not feeling the type of mood for the one chapter of the book, he'll work on another chapter that he can fit the mood in for how he's feeling. But
okay.
The minimum he'll write is 6 a day, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's very cool.
I know from being, like, a writer myself that that's really hard to really push yourself to be able to do that
Every
single day of your life. And, you know, even if he has other stuff, if he's on the road, if he's doing that, he'll write in the hotel room, you know, or whatever, you know what I mean?
Pretty cool. I couldn't do that. I wouldn't be a good writer. Like, I have good grammar and stuff, but I can't.
Well, you've edited my books before.
Yeah, I can do that. I could be an editor.
My books are probably some of the hardest to edit ever, because I'm awful at grammar.
Well, when you spelled you, the letter U.
Oh, yeah. but I make it work. So, Gretel, if you had $1 million to spend, like extra, how would you?
Extra as in not counting my bills, right?
So, no. Pay your bills. I'm just talking about, like, you have...
$1 million.
Yeah, $1 million. Yeah. Well, no. I mean, you can use them for your bills, of course.
Okay.
I'm talking, like, if you had $1 million right now that was just given to you.
Okay.
So, not part of your paycheck, but if you had $1 million that was handed to you, how would you spend that?
All right. I'd probably, like, take care of, like, the college loan thing. Maybe pay off some, like, if we have, like, a credit card or car or something like that. I think I'd, like, help out my family. Donate some to dogs. Yep.
Of course. Like shelters or whatever.
Yeah, donate some to dogs. And then probably the money, like, I'd choose some of it to, like, be selfish with, I'm sure. So I'd probably get, like Ryan some autographs or something.
And then you'd maybe
get something for my family, Ryan some autographs. And then there'd be some purses involved.
Maybe some tattoos, maybe
something. Tattoo,
like,
yeah, I'd probably get, because I've been wanting one. So maybe I'd get my sleeve or my half sleeve. And then maybe some updates on the house. And I'm sure some purses would be in the future.
Those are a necessity, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, those are all pretty, like, you know, with the bills and everything like that. That's what a lot of people are saying mostly. Like, you know, catch up on some stuff, you know, and where being an adult falls into play. So, Gretel, where is your favorite place to be?
I like being a lot of places. Probably, I bet Mom and Dad said Camp Landback. I do like being there.
Mom said Camp Landback.
Yeah.
I can't remember what Dad said, but, the railroad tracks.
Okay.
The railroad tracks.
So that is, Camp Landback is up there. Lately, though, just, like, I get in these moods, like, the mood I've been in, like, home.
Yeah,
sitting.
Home. Yep.
Doing nothing. That's right now my favorite.
Oh, that was one of the other things Dad said too. Sitting on the porch with the dogs.
Yeah.
Yep. yeah, you know, home's always really good. Especially, you know, it's nice for you that, you know, that you are a homeowner.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have your own little zone and your own little, you know.
But I feel like the least place that I am is home. So that's probably right now, like, why I like it
be.
So much. Yeah.
Yep. And you have Seuss here too.
Yeah. My buddy. And you don't like it when we're not here.
So, Gretel, what is the craziest thing to ever happen to you? It could be an injury, it could be something that somebody has said to you, something, you know what I mean? What's, like, you know, someone who was, like, being mean to you or whatever, what's the craziest thing that's ever happened to you?
This one I might have to think for a second.
I mean, like I said, it could be anything.
Let me think. Craziest thing.
Could be something from school, could be something from college, you know what I mean? Anything.
Yeah. Okay, this is like, I don't know, since it's like this one I didn't think about, so and this is like a harder one.
I said it was supposed to be on the spot anyways.
Yeah, okay, good. So this one's definitely on the spot. So I don't know if it is really the craziest, it might be the craziest.
Okay.
Can I say something scary on here?
Yeah.
Can it be?
Yeah, okay. Of course.
Like ghost scary?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So I used to have these dreams that I swear were not dreams about this man because I swear I was awake.
Ah, I remember this.
Yeah, and he would always be, like, when I had him, I was always in bed, but, like, I'm just saying, I know I wasn't asleep. But I would see him standing in my doorway, and it happened at multiple places where I was. Like, it happened at living at you guys' house, my parents' house. It happened at Camp Lambeck that we just talked about. That was the final time.
Yep.
And I think it happened elsewhere, maybe at my ex's family.
Yeah, it happened there, I think. Because
it was a period of a year or more, maybe, but it wasn't every time. It wasn't every night. It was once a month or every other.
From what you said, it didn't happen. Like, it happened often enough, but it wasn't like every single night.
It wasn't every night.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. And I would see him there, and he never did anything, and I can describe him, but I know that I didn't know him. But every time I saw him, I have never screamed. Like, I would scream bloody murder. Like, I woke the camp up at camp. Like, I would just scream.
Well, you remember that. You remember that night at camp.
Well, that's the crazy part. That's the craziest part.
Because, yeah, you'll go ahead. Yeah, you finish it.
That's the craziest part. This was I don't know what made this the final time. Knock on wood. It's been 5 years.
It's been a while now, yeah.
Yeah, but this time we're going to talk about at Lambeck was the final time. And I had I wasn't staying the whole week. My family goes to camp Lambeck. And I wasn't staying the whole week this time. I came up after work or something, and it was kind of late.
I think it was a Friday night you were staying, right?
It must
Friday,
have been,
Friday to Saturday, I think.
Yeah. And I think I got there, and a lot of people were in bed already when I arrived. And so my mom came out, and I was getting ready for bed, or I was getting there and was going to go to bed. And she said that I could, that Everett was on the bottom bunk in one of the rooms in the cabin, that if I wanted to take the other bottom bunk, I could. So I did. And he was all way asleep, and I had just gotten into bed. So how it was is, on the one bottom bunk, his head was facing one direction.
Yep.
On my bottom bunk, my head was facing the other direction. So we were, like, opposite. So I did not even have a chance to fall asleep. It was not long. And I saw that man, that figure, but it was standing right at my brother's head. So without even thinking about it, like, there was no, I couldn't control screaming when I saw him. So I just screamed, like, bloody murder, apparently woke up the whole camp, definitely woke up my family. So my parents come running in, Everett goes running out. If it wasn't so freaky, it would have been funny.
Yeah.
Like a comedy scene.
Well, you.
Running into each other.
You remember.
What you said, right?
Yeah.
The craziest part is what my brother said. Because he didn't know, at the time, I never told you that story yet, had I? Mom and dad knew.
I don't know if I had known that or not. I remember you at one point waking up screaming at one point because that was at home.
Okay, yeah.
But I don't know if I really knew what you had seen.
Because I think you were younger and we didn't want to scare you.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
I think, because mom and dad knew that I saw that and everything. So they come running in, thought something happened to us, and asked, oh, why were you screaming? And I was just like, oh, it's just that, I called it a dream even though I still don't think. So I was like, it's just that dream, that man, I'm cool. And then they were like, all right, well, Everett, why did you scream? And your answer was, because someone was standing on my blanket, and you pointed right down to where your head was. Someone was standing on my blanket, and I went to pick it up, and then she screamed.
Yep. And as soon as I did that, the thing was gone. As soon as you screamed, the thing was gone.
Did you see it? You didn't see it, but someone was standing on your blanket.
Mine looked like a boot. It looked
like
a boot.
He wore boots. That guy wore boots.
Yeah, it was like a boot standing on my blanket.
Yeah, that guy wore boots. He was like a lumberjack, like a flannel-looking guy.
Now, at first, from what...
He wore boots.
Now, with mine, the weird thing was about that is because it almost... At first, now that you say that, it makes sense. Now that the whole boot thing falls into play.
Yeah.
Because I was dead asleep. And the first image I had when I saw that, it looked almost like a heel. Like a boot of a heel.
Yeah.
But...
Well, because boots have heels. It wouldn't have been a high heel from what I know.
Yeah, it was like a solid black boot.
Yeah.
And that was standing on the edge of the blanket.
Yeah.
And at first I was creeped out because I looked up and I saw this tall figure.
He was tall.
Yeah. So that's kind of what... that's really odd.
I didn't realize you'd seen anything, actually. Didn't realize you saw anything.
I saw a tall figure.
Okay.
And at first I thought it was maybe a woman.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean? Like, what the coincidence is, then I'm probably, wasn't a woman at all. So, I don't know.
Who knows,
Who knows what was going on. But I remember because whenever you screamed, it disappeared.
Yeah.
Like, out the window. And actually, that's the other crazy story.
I never saw him leave.
Because The window when we fell asleep was closed.
I didn't know that.
The window when you fell asleep that night was actually closed because I always make sure to close my windows at camp. On a basis. At camp because of the bugs.
Okay.
And when you screamed, the window, like after we woke up, the window was actually open in our cabin.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that makes it all the more weird.
Yeah.
There's also, you know, camp in general is actually pretty haunted.
Probably. It's creepy. It can be creepy.
So, that's crazy because I remember you hear afterwards.
Because that man wasn't camp. That was me.
Yeah.
But
I remember you hear after you told me that. Then I think you guys told me that you had seen him other places.
Yeah.
And I think you saw him in college one time too, didn't you?
Maybe. I'm not positive. Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Waynesburg was also haunted, I believe, too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there was creepy stuff happening there. I almost told that story, but this was crazier.
Yeah. But that night at camp, that was honestly, there are some nights still that, because we still go to camp.
Yeah.
And there are some nights still at camp that I can just, like, I kind of get scared staying at camp sometimes now.
It can be creepy, actually.
Because, like, especially after that story.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, there have been
that story wasn't camp. That was me.
Well, no, but I saw it too, though. That's right, what I mean. And I was at camp when
I
saw it.
But I think now that it's gone from me, I don't think that will be a camp.
No.
That particular.
No, but I still, like, no, I know that won't be a camp, but I still remember that story, and I still feel like, still get kind of creeped out while, like, you know, because usually I'm the only one in my room at camp.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but it's still kind of creepy to think about. That's a great one. So Gretel, what is your favorite thing about Morbid Arts and Broken Boards as a company?
I guess I have to like it since my brother part owns it, you know, whatever. No. But no, I like it anyway. But I think the art there is like really like eclectic, I guess. Like you can't find it anywhere.
We're kind of weird.
Yeah, it's weird, but good. It's good. Weird is good. It's like you can't just go anywhere and find it. Like to find a lot of those things, you would have to go there.
That makes sense. And I think the whole skateboarding, like the whole broken boards things.
Yeah. That, like you're probably the only one that, unless someone sees it in copies, you're probably the only one that.
Which we've had happen before. So yeah. Don't do that. You know, if you're listening, please don't do that. That makes us mad. I think that's why a lot of people like it. And why we draw, like why we draw attention whenever we go to events and everything like that. And I think a lot of the things like the broken boards and all that, turning the trash into treasure type of thing.
Yeah, that's a cool thing.
And I think that a lot of like, people are drawn to that, which might separate us from maybe another company.
Yeah.
You know, because we try to do it on the, like on budget, whereas we don't go out and buy new canvases all the time. We try to take from stuff that we have to turn around into something cool that somebody might like. So thank you, Gretel. I appreciate that. So have you ever played the Five Things game?
There's a board game, but I don't think that's what this is.
Okay, so the Five Things game, I might have already explained to you, is where I'm going to ask you a question that has five answers.
Okay.
Okay, and it could be anything. Now, you can play this game that is not child-friendly, but we have to make this kind of family-appropriate. So nothing that we will ask each other will be insane. Okay. They'll be interesting, but nothing like too
bad.
Crazy.
Okay.
So I'll go first and I'll ask you the question of five answers. So Gretel, what are your five favorite 90s boy band songs?
Oh, this is a fun one.
Yeah, I know. All right. I figured you'd like it.
All right. So, okay. We do consider LFOs for sure a boy band, right?
Yes, LFO would be a
Summer Girls.
Okay.
I know every word.
I wouldn't even consider them a band, like at all. They were just there.
They were amazing. I still love them. I love them.
Okay, so that's one.
Summer Girls. Oh, I was listening to that again and again.
Song made no sense.
It did not, but it was amazing. And I could sing it if you want me to.
No, please don't.
I'm going to get judged for this one big time. But I will always, for the rest of my life, love M-Bop.
I knew you'd say that.
Yeah, I love M-Bop. I love it.
Yeah, and you said that they're actually a band. You saw them, right?
I saw them.
And they actually played instruments.
And I'll admit, I was 25 years old when I saw them. Yeah, they played all their own instruments, and they did back when they were, like, 13,
That's
too.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is all right.
So they were a real band,
They actually weren't a boy band. They were a band. Right?
I guess so.
Okay, yeah. But that's
Do you want to get a different answer? Okay.
No,
because this song was definitely like a boy band
song. That
song
was definitely insanely poppy. So yes, yeah, that okay. counts. So what's your third?
All the rest might all be Backstreet Boys, because my favorite boy band was Backstreet Boys.
I know,
Boys.
Yep.
From them, I really loved Quit Playing Games With My Heart. I think that was their first hit ever. Everybody Loves Backstreet's Back.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a good one.
So that...
even Seth Rogen.
Yeah, even Seth Rogen. let me try to think. Gotta make a good last one. No, to be fair, I'll throw in an instant, because I did like them. Tearing Up My Heart.
Okay, that's I mean, at least it's not like, I forget what that one song was that they did.
I probably liked it, though.
The ones where he's, like, chained up and being chased by dogs on the music video, and they're on that train.
I didn't watch many videos. Okay. I'm sure I knew the song.
I forget what song that was, but it was stupid.
I probably liked it.
So those are, all right, so those are really good answers, okay? So, I mean, I did listen to them, too, being that you were my sister.
Because it was probably always on.
Yeah.
Just like I listened to Weird Al all the time.
Yeah, right? Yeah, and Baha Men.
Oh.
You Let the Dogs Out.
Baha Men. the Space Jam soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. Well, we bought that together.
We liked that. We both liked
we
that.
We both shared that.
Yeah.
All right. So, Gretel, if you want to go ahead and ask me my five things, then.
Okay. So, my question. Let's pretend for a minute, because I know you're a vegan and there's not even five things you're allowed to eat anymore.
Well, actually, Corey already asked me that, and he said pre-vegan.
Oh, your five top things you have to eat? All right, yeah. So new question. Darn it, Corey. New question. What are the... All right, well, let's just opposite that.
Okay.
So still pre-vegan.
Okay.
And say that you're allowed to eat everything.
Okay.
What are your top five least favorite foods you can't stand?
Okay. I can do that. Top least five favorite foods. You know what? I do not like spaghetti.
That is probably my favorite food.
I know. And I don't like spaghetti. And even ask, like, mom or dad, every time mom makes spaghetti.
Actually, I
won't. I will eat it. Like, if I was starving on an island or whatever, I would eat it.
Yeah.
But no, I don't. No.
I love it.
I don't get it. Like, I get it, but I don't.
I love it.
So, and it depends on the spaghetti, I guess.
Yeah.
But, no. That's a, nah. Number two would probably be, well, I love seafood, but I'm allergic to it, so I can't eat that. So, I'll give you a different one, I guess. Number two. You know what? I really don't like deli meat anymore.
Huh.
I don't mind the taste of it. I can't stand the smell of it.
Okay.
I cannot stand the smell of deli meat, which makes me not want to eat it.
People say it happens when you're pregnant. Are you pregnant?
No, I think it's from... I hope not. Anyways, no, that, I think from working in, like, the grocery store settings for so long, and, like, whenever I worked at Market District, the Giant Eagle, our produce department was right next to the deli, and I smelled it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And just all the smells together, I just don't think they sound, I don't think they're very good. Number three would probably be sparkling water. It is gross.
If it's not sweet, it's kind of gross.
Yeah, like all that LaCroix stuff and all that.
I don't like that either very much.
It's so gross. Either drink pop or water.
Yeah.
Like, there's no combination of the two that are okay. And then number three.
Four, I think.
Four. Yeah, number four would probably be, there was something actually I just thought of about that I don't really like. What was it? You know what? I'm going to say that I am not a fan of, crunchy peanut butter.
I love that too. Oh, I love crunchy peanut butter.
How can you eat that?
I like any peanut butter.
No, peanut butter's not crunchy. it can't be crunchy. There's no good way about that. And then number five, I'm actually going to say is probably, I'm going to go with, this is hard. Dried banana. Like banana.
I don't like
banana chips. Yeah,
those aren't chips. Good.
No, they're, no. A banana's fine, but not banana chips.
Yeah, those are gross. I don't like that either.
so that was a really good one. So Gretel, I want to thank you for being on the show today on our podcast. Before we go, is there anything that you'd like to tell us in addition about you, about the company Morbid Arts? Would you like to tell a joke? Anything like that?
Well, I mean, I would tell you a joke about butter. I'm afraid you might spread it, though, so. Anybody.
That's funny.
But I will give a quote I thought, like a piece of advice, a quote I thought of by the designer Coco Chanel. Because I love this quote.
Who is Coco Chanel?
The designer Chanel, like Chanel No. 5. Perfume.
Is that like the
way expensive?
What's her name? Chanel West Coast?
No, not at all.
Okay. It's like she's on Rob, or she's on with Rob Dyrdek.
Yeah, but okay, no, that's it's not her. Like okay. Her. But she said to be irreplaceable, one must always be different. So okay. I think that's a great quote and a great piece of advice.
So that's for relationship, love, anything. Life.
Anything.
Yeah, okay.
Job, anything.
Okay, I like that.
Because if you're
that.
Not, people are going to forget you, so.
All right. Well, that's probably the best good thing I've ever heard Chanel West Coast say.
Chanel West Coast did not say that. Chelsea Dudley did not say that.
Okay. But, all right, so that's an awesome quote, though. So, yeah, if there's nothing else you want to say, I guess we'll go ahead and end this podcast then.
Sounds good.
So, thank you again, Gretel, for being on the show and for taking time out of your Sunday evening. Yeah. And we appreciate you, and we appreciate Seuss, who is still laying underneath us.
Uh-huh.
So, but, yeah, thank you again, and thank you, viewers, for tuning in. See you guys next time. Hey guys, what's up? The music segments we used in this podcast were Machine Head by the band Bush and Slide by Goo Goo Dolls. So if you're interested in this music, check out these bands and thanks. Tune in next time. See you guys.